Christina, CRISTINA, Galaviz, GALAVIZ, 72672, chief complaint, abdominal pain. 54-year-old woman, married, 3 children, doesn't work, lives at home with her husband and her children, has been having abdominal pain and bloating for the past week. Since last night, it's gotten so severe that she came to the office today. The pain is on the right side, epigastric area, and travels. She's had diarrhea, nausea, but no vomiting. She's had no fever. No other family members have been sick with illness. At home, allergy, none. Last period, 7/5/2023. No smoking, no drinking. Been pregnant 3 times. Ma'am, call us and let us know what they find. Surgery, none. Medical problems, hypertension, medication, lisinopril. Okay. Family history. What did she say was wrong with her mom and dad? Nothing?
Yeah, liver disease.
Liver disease. And how about her dad? Yeah, her mom has liver disease. COVID immunization is up to date. She's awake, she's alert, but she's in a lot of distress because of her abdominal pain. 176 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 16, 84, 150 over 70. Heart positive, swollen positive stool, like clear abdomen, very tender, positive tenderness, lower quadrant. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, abdominal pain. Number two, I did an ultrasound of her abdomen. Lots of bloating, but cannot pinpoint the cause. She has definite right lower quadrant tenderness. I did not see any stones in the gallbladder. Because of her tachycardia, I did an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. The patient's pain has gotten worse during the stay here in the office. We did obtain blood work, but nevertheless, she must go to the ER now. In big letters, this was discussed with patient 3 times with 3 different interpreters. Has not had any blood in the urine, in the stool. Next number is hypertension. Next number is abnormal period. Next number, volume depletion. Next number, family history of stroke. Put that in there too. Liver disease and stroke family history. Next number, patient will call us with the results and the findings. Thank you.